News.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people. Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Ripple School Board to continue discussion of general obligation bond. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in Pass Ripple's returning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for over 28 years. 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Continuing from its November 2025 meeting, the Pass Ripple School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting on Tuesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. A general obligation bond is a loan from the school district repaid through property taxes and district boundaries. Staff has presented three scenarios for the general obligation bond, with differing amounts and tax rates that the board will discuss at length in a future meeting. Staff is proposing potential projects at Pass Ripples High School, Liberty Independence, and War Memorial Stadium to be funded by the general obligation bond if passed by voters. The next steps will be conducting a voter survey this month. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. A reminder that Sunday, January 11th, is the last day for citizens in the city of Pass Ripples to enjoy the holiday lights. This has become a treasured seasonal tradition this time of year before the lights are replayed with the year-round white lights. The white lights will remain in place to continue to provide a warm and welcoming atmosphere in the downtown city park. Pass Ripple's Martin Luther King Jr. celebration returning. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration will return Monday, January 19th. The celebration starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown City Park with a celebration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service. The program will feature guest speakers and uplifting musical performances in Dr. King's honor. Afterwards, there will be two service opportunities where neighbors can give back together by volunteering. The two opportunities are a care package service project at the Paso Robles City Library or mulch beautification service project at Robbins Field. These will go from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and participants will receive a special commemorative gift and access to a luncheon at 11:30. You can sign up for one of the volunteer projects at the City of Paso Robles website. A closure on South River Road was initially scheduled in December but had to be canceled due to weather. City of Paso Robles announced the closure will now be occurring Thursday, January 15th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The closure affects South River Road from Navajo to Creston. Work will consist of power pole upgrades along the bluff with crane operations. PG&E is in the process of upgrading the power poles as part of their Estrella Highline project to reinforce power to the city. Drivers can use Creston, Nickerson, and Niblick for detours. Resilient Ones announced they'll be holding a Justice Summit in April, focused on human trafficking safety, justice, restoration, and transforming trauma into resilience. The summit will be held April 23rd and 24th at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Memorial Building, 801 Grand Avenue, then the American Legion Slow Post 66, 1661 Mill Street. The goal of this summit is to raise awareness on the effects of human trafficking, expand survivor aftercare, mental health awareness, and law enforcement training. A website with more information, justiceunbound.com, will be filled with details soon. Caltrans District 5 announced there'll be a series of ramp closures for the southbound US 101 in South County. A project to construct $32 million in infrastructure improvements continues, with projected Arroyo Grande ramp closures. Travelers will encounter a full closure of the Grand Avenue on-ramp to the southbound 101 in Arroyo Grande starting Sunday, January 11th at 7. This closure will remain for 1 week. Additionally, there will be a closure for the Fair Oaks Avenue off-ramp in Arroyo Grande starting Sunday. The project, or according to Caltrans, will rehabilitate pavement and drainage systems, designate bikeways with pavement delineation, and enhance highway worker safety. In sports for the NFL, tomorrow, KPRL will have the first playoffs game with the Rams and Panthers at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars at 9 a.m., the 49ers and Eagles after 1 p.m., and then 5 p.m., the Chargers and Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday, the Pacers beat the Hornets 114-112, the Jazz over the Mavericks 116-114, the Timberwolves beat the Cavaliers 131-122, the Heat and Bulls game was postponed. Tonight, the Kings will face the Warriors, the Lakers will go against the Bucks, and the Clippers will face the Nets. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom delivered his State of the State address yesterday morning in Sacramento, highlighting progress in the state's critical areas such as manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture, saying California still leads in these areas. He also targeted the Trump administration, saying,
"The federal government, respectfully, it's unrecognizable, protecting the powerful at the expense of the vulnerable. Their credo seems to be about fear of the future, fear of the stranger, fear of change."
California is one of five states that filed a lawsuit yesterday against the Trump administration. The lawsuit comes after the administration says it would freeze money for several public benefit programs, citing concerns of fraud. For the first time in 25 years, California has zero areas experiencing drought conditions, reported by the California Drought Monitor on CalMatters. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, finally released the new dietary guidelines for Americans, marking the most significant reset of federal nutrition policy in decades. And according to the Trump administration, these new guidelines deliver a clear and common sense message to the American people: eat real food. This week here in Dallas, Texas at Potato Expo 2026, I talked with National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles about potatoes and where they landed in these new guidelines.
Yeah, I think very positively they've gone back to a pyramid type of graphic that to inform consumers. Whole fresh potatoes right in the middle of that pyramid. They're reinforcing that the fresh potato, the whole potato, is real nutritional benefit.
Now, the Trump administration also said it's restoring scientific integrity, accountability, and common sense to federal health guidance, and that these new guidelines reestablish food, not pharmaceuticals, as the foundation of health and reclaim the food pyramid as a real tool for nourishment and education.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. Whole milk may soon return to public school cafeterias thanks to a bipartisan bill that has passed both chambers of Congress and now requires only the president's signature to become law. Since 2012, schools that have been restricted to offering fat-free or 1% fat milk. Should the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act be signed into law, schools would have the option to serve 2% fat in whole milk. California could see the largest impact from the change, as the Golden State produces more milk than any other state. It also has the most school-aged children. Daniel Munch, economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, said procurement of whole milk by public schools would likely boost prices for dairy farmers by increasing demand for butterfat, a natural component in milk that determines much of the dairy product's value. "We're really excited to get this across the finish line," Munch said in a recent podcast episode. "This is something Farm Bureau has been pushing for since these changes were made to school lunch programs." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 50s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 20s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with a few afternoon clouds, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday through Thursday, with a few clouds rolling in on Friday. Mid-60s Sunday and Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday and Thursday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 29 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cave here all news time is 6:20.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hi, Lindsay here from K-John's Jewelry Company. Today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K-John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-John's designs in the coming year.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were 50,000 new jobs created last month. Economists were predicting 60,000. The unemployment rate improved, declining to 4.4%. The forecast was for 4.5%. There were revisions to recent reports. The November unemployment rate has been changed to 4.5%, not as weak as first reported. However, October and November job growth was revised down by 76,000. Glencore shares up more than 8%. The Wall Street Journal says mining giants Glencore and Rio Tinto are discussing a merger. The world's largest chip maker, Taiwan Semiconductor, says its earnings jumped 20% in the recent quarter from a year ago. It continues to see surging demand for chips to fuel artificial intelligence. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Time for Mattress Talk with Rich London.
I've got them with springs underneath, with latex on it, memory foam, you name it, I've got them in here. I've got them all on special prices, and of course I still have some of my closeout models too, but I've even got adjustable bases, Jerry. So whatever model bed you like, we can make it where you get your legs up so you don't get the swelling in your legs. We can get your back up, take the pressure off your back, and just give you comfort at the same time.
In Paso Robles, the mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775-238, which, by the way, you can do that text thing on that one. 238-KPRLs, we're ready to go.
KPRL
to do, oh baby, I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look at us coming in your direction, and I'm gonna make you love
the morning exchange.
All righty, let's see here. Kenny's going solo this afternoon on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 to 2. Probably have a couple of surprises for you as well, so have at it. All right, let's see. What do we got going? Oh, Chris, nutrition. Nutrition news.
Nutrition news.
Yeah. You eat healthy?
Probably not.
Okay. Do you know what you're supposed to eat to be healthy? Or, you know the healthy foods, right?
Yeah, a lot of grains usually.
Okay, so you know when you're eating unhealthy.
Right, I do.
Okay. Do you think most Americans know when they're eating unhealthy?
Yeah, that's a tough question, because I'd like to imagine they do, but we're Americans after all, so healthy isn't exactly in our vocabulary.
Touché. According to this, 84% of Americans think they eat healthy.
Ooh, that is, they are severely overestimating themselves there.
It's kind of like the question I asked yesterday or the day before. Most people think they're good drivers.
Right. Okay. Nobody wants to say they're, nobody wants to admit they're a bad driver. Nobody wants to admit they're eating unhealthy.
Right, but, and you can tell in the United States by judging the book by their cover, so to speak. We have a lot of people whose waistlines are way beyond what they should be. So that's pretty, easy to see. So you have 84% of Americans who think they eat healthy. However, here's another interesting statistic, and this is from 2025. 30% of Americans couldn't identify what eating healthy means. So how do you have 84% who say they eat healthy and then 30% who couldn't identify what eating healthy is? And it says, again, with all this stuff I'm looking at, it says that this 33% of Americans were never taught about nutrition. Now, I always have to refer to your school years, Chris. am I to assume that they had the charts on what eating healthy or nutritious when you were going to school? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. All throughout elementary school, especially sometimes in middle school and even in high school, when we took health class, I remember, you know, charts, food pyramids, carbohydrates, cholesterol, fats, lipids, all that stuff. The question is, did I retain it? Well, no.
Well, you retained it because you remember it. It's just, did you practice it?
I guess not. I mean, I retained the fact that I was taught about it. As for what all of those mean specifically and, you know, what, how much I need to get of some versus others, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we had the old chart. I don't know what was, you know, as far as the pyramid, I do remember that, seeing it up on the wall in whatever classroom we were in. And let's see here. From the family, all right, we ate healthy. My dad demanded it. We had no sodas. We had no chips, cookies, or anything in the house. Now, we would have them occasionally for company or a special occasion. But that stuff, now, does it mean I never had a Coke or a cookie or potato chips? Wrong. We'd sneak it. Or when my dad was out of town, my mom would buy things like ice cream. Let's eat it before your father comes home from his trip. But again, general, it was in general. So when you get out, you know, you start making a little money and you can go. And then you find the things that you like to eat. I think I was 14. Yeah, matter of fact, I was 14 when I went to my first fast food place in St. Matthews, Kentucky. It was a Burger Queen. And man, I fell in love with those cheeseburgers and French fries. Absolutely love them. Stuff like that. But anyway, so we have this food pyramid now that's being arranged a little bit. And most Americans, but well, here's one of the issues, because they talk about healthy eating and natural foods. However, healthy eating is more expensive than the other options. And there's a lot of reasons for that, including the something that we don't think of often, and it's mentioned here from time to time, is getting the products to the stores, particularly in California, because of the price of fuel. These items just don't end up in the grocery store or whatever free. So as we continue to raise prices on the gas tax here in California, getting those healthy foods to the store costs more. So, and here's another thing regarding healthy eating in the United States. And this, I didn't see this addressed at all recently with Kennedy and the rest, is that our habits, healthy eating requires more time. So it's the meal prep and cooking from scratch, although in the long run it could save money, but Americans don't have time or don't want to find the time to do it. So we have the convenience food for us. We have the microwave for us, et cetera, et cetera. So these all lead to what some are saying on unhealthy habits here in the United States. So anyway, do you have any desire to change, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, I wish I could eat. I mean, not, you know, wish as if it's a fleeting dream. I'd like to eat healthier.
All right. So let's see. Again, personal experience. When I met Linda, she was appalled that I would put salt on everything. I'd put salt on pizza.
Okay, I can agree with that one. I was like, well, what do you mean put salt on everything? You got to season stuff. But if you're eating something like pizza and you're putting more salt on it.
Yes.
I think you're going to have some problems with your sodium levels.
Well, okay, so she weaned me off the salt. Okay.
Okay.
And it made a difference. You can tell by the look. And I don't put salt on anything. And I haven't for years and years and years. Because I got used to it. And if something is too salty, I don't like it. So it's adjusting our habits a little bit regarding that. Now, I'm not saying every once in a while I don't like to munch down a half a bag of potato chips because I just crave it. But, you start to realize that, well, you know, this is not the best thing. But I guess the point is, if you can just will yourself, no pun intended, will yourself away from some of these things, not necessarily deprive yourself, but just cut back and so forth, you'll be amazed on how, in many cases, how easy it is to change. And again, I've talked to people, particularly a couple of doctors, who don't agree with this completely go cold turkey on things, that it's not the best. So, as the saying, moderation is best. Moderation is best. So, and plus our taste and so forth will change over the years anyway. All right. You get hankerings for certain foods once in a while, right?
Yeah. In fact, I don't know if you saw it, but in the office over there.
I saw that big bag of what is it?
Those are popcorners. They're dangerous.
Okay.
That's a birthday present, all right?
Okay, I got you. Well, no, I mean, I get a hankering for the buttered popcorn once in a while. All right? You know, every few months. But I know if I eat a lot of it, it's not going to do well. So, again, it's kind of like treating yourself to something every once in a while.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, I don't think. You can afford to be a little bit of a swine every once in a while.
Sure, why not? We all like to be swines. And, you know, maybe even on Sundays. the day of the week. No, usually that would be a Saturday. Saturday would be the swine day. Just, eat that stuff and then balance yourself during the rest of the week. So, anyway, all right, we got a couple of emails that came flying in this morning. And let's see here. Okay, that was from last week. Here it is. Delicious. What is this? It's a picture of Brussels sprouts. No, it's not delicious. That's another thing the government should probably outlaw is Brussels sprouts. Just get rid of them. All right, let's see here on the email. Where is it? Flags at the school. Oh, boy. Let me see here. Kevin, I don't know if you... Kevin, I don't know if this is true, but some classrooms have the LGBTQ flags, while Christian flags have been denied. Have you heard anything? Yes, I have. I have heard something, and that may be a question you might want to ask Mr. Ennie this afternoon when he comes in on Sound Off. All right, another email here this morning. Police and Community Patrol. I have seen too often both police cars and the community patrol vehicle not using turn signals. What a fine example. Well, matter of fact, I saw the community patrol not using a turn signal turning onto 24th Street yesterday. I was right behind them, and they did not use a turn signal. All right. Also on the email, school bond. Can't wait to see how the survey will be worded. To the Paso Robles community, just say no. The school district, like the rest of government, can't manage money, our money. And with the money they take from us, what are the results? Don't let them fool you that this will be for the students. All right. Well, we'll find out what they plan to do. As Chris said, or indicated on the news. Hi, good morning.
Hey. You know something? I don't hear this very often, but I am, like, totally with you on Brussels sprouts. I cannot believe people eat those things.
You know, for some reason, Brussels sprouts, it reminds me, and this is going to insult because most, I'm assuming you drink coffee, sir?
Oh, yeah. By the gallon.
Okay. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, but when I see people drinking coffee... And I'm gonna. This is the same with Brussels sprouts. I think that there are people with bad breath. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of funny. Anyways, I've done the major diet change, and I got to tell you, if you want to do it, as far as even like going out to dinner, it's never been easier to do it than it is now. If you're, if you want to cut out flour, just have to skip the bread. And I know it doesn't sound as good, but you can get the burgers and, wrapped up in lettuce. And you got to skip the ketchup because it's loaded with sugar. So it's doable. And if you, like I said, if you go to Denny's, sorry, you got to skip the hash browns with your omelet. But I get cottage cheese. I know it's not as good, but hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, but if you're doing special occasions, that's kind of where I'm at is, all right, if you're doing pretty well throughout most of the, most of your meals, and then you want to go out and, just kind of let your hair down a little bit, I think that's okay. Now,
if you can do it, it's kind of like any other addiction. I would have a really hard time with that. I just had to quit them all cold turkey.
It's funny about the ketchup because, French fries and ketchup, they kind of go together, don't they?
Oh, something, French fries were just a vehicle to get ketchup into your body. Ketchup is like, that was created on a very special day in heaven or something, Ketchup's wonderful.
Well, see, I can go, again, it's what you're in the mood for. I would say most of the time I don't put ketchup on French fries or hash browns or anything like that. It's just every once in a while I can say, that might sound good. That I like it.
Well, you have self-control.
I have self-control only in some areas.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, if you could stop at half a bag of potato chips, you're pretty good. You're better than a lot of people.
Well, it's only because I always refer to this, birthdays, because my birthday's telling me, hey, dummy, you can't handle more than this. Don't do one more.
Yeah, well, there you go. That is kind of funny. A guy I listened to before said your body's like an old army jeep that, when you're, 19 or 25, you can put whatever fuel in it you can find. But after a while, you got to get better fuel for it.
Well, and also, when you're the ages that you mentioned, you could, pack everything down and then go out and run around and do whatever you want. When you do that, when you get older, you want to lay down for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah. I would lay down for a couple hours anyways.
Now, is there any particular items of food that you've stopped that you miss or think about or, want to cheat?
Something, sugar was hard, but I'm done with it. It doesn't seem to bother me anymore. But I tell you, when you go out to certain restaurants and they bring that fresh bread out, boy, I just want to grab a slice of that and smear it with a ton of butter and eat it. But, I just skip it.
Oh, yeah, good fresh bread with some butter is...
That's one of life's simple pleasures.
That's kind of... It is, and you're right, it is simple. It's almost nirvana. it is so good to just, you could almost make a meal of that.
I have.
You
bought three loaves of bread. By the time dinner gets there, you're stuffed.
Yeah, and it can't, and it has to be butter, not margarine or something like that.
Oh yeah. Butter, that's the thing. The butter part's good for you.
Well,
in fact, if you put in the aforementioned coffee, the MZT oil or whatever, that medium, I forgot what it's all called, but, butter, that's, if you put a pat of butter in your coffee, they're not hungry.
For whatever reason, the coffee thing, I like the smell of it, but I had a sip of it once and I've never, ever been interested in having it.
And which, I always tell people, I was about 15, the shop teachers had one of those, 120-cup coffee pots, those old-fashioned ones that just make coffee. It's probably about 40 cups. But, you could, certain people could go get a cup of coffee with the shop teachers every now and then, and, they'd laugh at you if you put cream and sugar in it. So that's where I started drinking coffee and haven't stopped.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, now they have, you know, it's coffee, what turned into like beer. They've got all these different flavors for, you know, mm-hmm. people, sweet, strong, or, oh. you know, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it got complicated. Hey, do you ever remember there was the coffee generation? They had this great song. It was called Hold On Tight to Your Dreams. We're the coffee generation.
No, I just remember the Pepsi generation. I don't remember the coffee generation.
Yeah.
Come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation.
Yeah. That was the thing when I was, yeah, the thing you're talking about. You know, at 17, I could grab a Coke in the morning or a Pepsi and just drink that. Run out the door. Oh, well, yeah. And don't forget leftover whatever there was, or maybe a bag of Fritos and Pepsi. That was breakfast.
Well, you know, up until probably 20, 25 years ago, my thing when I first came on the air was a cup of Pepsi with a bag of barbecue potato chips.
Oh, man.
And, and again, I haven't done that, and I haven't had a Coke or Pepsi in 25 years. I get a hankering, particularly if I see a Dr. Pepper or a root beer soda in the refrigerator at home. I think, man. And I did that a couple of years ago, and it just did not sit well with me, and I was disappointed.
that's the thing, yeah. Just remember how they used to taste.
It's like, okay, this was a grave mistake to do this. So,
yeah. Like I said, I'm an addict. I mean, I could not just have a Coke every now and then. I'd be right back into it.
All right, sir. Well, stay strong.
Will do. Have a good day, man.
Thank you. You too. All right. We're going to go this way, I think. Yes.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be a series of ramp closures for the southbound U.S. 101 in South County. A project to construct $32 million in infrastructure improvements continues with projected Arroyo Grande ramp closures. Closure starts Sunday, January 11th at the Fair Oaks Avenue off-ramp and the Grand Avenue on-ramp. Continuing from its November 2025 meeting, the Pasturable School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting, Tuesday, January 13th. The next steps for the bond will be conducting a voter survey this month. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 28 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. Iran's supreme leader blasting anti-government protesters in a speech aired Friday on state television. He's blaming President Trump for sending thousands of people into the streets over the economy. Internet and telephone access has been cut off, and at least 44 protesters have been killed. Customs and Border Protection agents opening fire on the occupants of a vehicle in Portland Thursday. They say the driver tried to run them down. Oregon Governor Tina Hotek pointing a finger of blame.
We are all shaken and outraged by another terrible, unnecessary, violent event instigated by the reckless agenda of the Trump administration.
Conditions of those shot not known. Four people dead in Kyiv after Russia fired an Arashnik hypersonic missile early Friday. The Arashnik missile also used in the western city of Lviv, causing critical infrastructure damage. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Bovina Vineyards is entering 2026 with a grand adventure, the Hunt and Gather Winemakers Dinner, Saturday, January 24th at 5 p.m. The Hunt and Gather menu will feature wild game by land, by sea and by air. Venison, halibut, and goose. $175 per person and only 20 seats available. So make your reservations now and begin the grand adventure of 2026. Call Bovino Vineyards or go to bovinovineyards.com.
10.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM as we have sports from the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. And it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the college football playoff, Carson Beck came in clutch for Miami.
Beck holds his hands out, takes, drops, looks,
right, to the
looks,
right.
Looks, watch the throw.
You got it, you got it, you got it.
Carson Beck into the end zone. He runs it in over the left side. Carson Beck takes it in for a Miami touchdown. Miami touchdown for Carson Beck. Is that the winning moment? It's a 3-yard touchdown.
That was the winning moment, and you heard it all on the Hurricanes radio network. They defeated the Ole Miss Rebels 31-27. They are headed to the national championship, where they're either going to face Oregon or Indiana. Carson Beck not only rushed for that touchdown, he also threw for 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. In the NBA, the Jazz outscored the Mavericks 116-114.
We have lots of football for you this weekend. The playoffs, it'll be the Rams and the Panthers. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, then a triple header Sunday starting at 9:30. Bills and Jaguars, Niners and Eagles, then it's the Chargers and the Patriots, all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Lots of sunshine today with highs in the upper 50s, clear tonight and cold, overnight lows in the upper 20s. A couple of afternoon clouds, but highs tomorrow with sunshine in the mid-60s. Then for your Sunday, mid-60s. Same Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 7:13 a.m., 5:08 p.m. We are at 28 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. And you'll find them at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry team. As we check in to see what animals may be out in the highways, get them home where they need to be, and that is, of course, safe and sound. Well, we have cleared the board, and that means they go on for a few days, and then we, you know, put them away. And then if you'd like to have that announced again, just let us know, and we'll put them back on. And there you go. But there's nothing to report today on the world-famous Pet Alert. But if you lose one or find one, and that would mean winged or webbed, two-footed or more, or I don't want to say whatever, because people call it in saying they lost a pair of shoes or something like that, just give us a call. Except for today. The office is closed today, but generally Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. And the best way, though, is through our Southern Division affiliate. That is reception@kprl.com. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Just go to TascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, we've got 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice. That means it's trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner out at the airport. Every day they're open. Breakfast and lunch contest rules do apply. They're on file. All right, today is Friday, so I'm going to play a little bit of a tease of a song. And if you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, do call in. Much, as always, the extremely important rules. Make sure that you don't answer the question with the question, and make sure your inflection doesn't sound like it's a question. Those are major no-nos, major no-nos. So, good luck, and here you be. KPRL. This was number one number one, a biggin, and it was in, let's see here, 1977. 1977, this was a pretty, well, it was number one. Okay, so the falsetto voice, it was very popular, and he was pretty popular during this disco era singing. And let's see here. Oh, he was even on the Muppet Show. So, okay, so what song do you think it is, or the artiste? Hi, good morning.
You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, Leo Sayers.
Leo Sayer, yes, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. Yes, indeed, sir. Well done. Were you a fan of Leo Sayer?
Some of his songs were all right.
His that Tall Glasses thing is actually a pretty cool song. He did that. Yeah, that's a long, tall, I can dance, I can dance. That was pretty good. All right, sir, you're our qualifier. May I have your name, please?
Charlie Blake.
All right, Kelly, we got you down. Enjoy your day and your weekend.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right, Leo Sayer. This is the second big one. He had a couple of other big hits back in this disco era. Number one hit for Leo Say, and there's kind of a tie-in here that was, I used this song in the first radio commercial I ever did in college, and it was for there was a disco place in Louisville called Babes. It was popular, so I was doing this as a promotion for this, and again, this was just a school project, but what I did, I kept putting it off because I didn't like being into the studio at East Tennessee because all the hippie maggots would hang out. So I put it off, and then it's due on Monday, and I had to go into the studio on Sunday, and I missed the Super Bowl game because it took me 3 hours to do a 30-second commercial.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A reminder that today, that the last day to enjoy the holiday lights for the Pass Rebels downtown City Park is Sunday, January 11th. Afterwards, lights will be replaced with the year-round white lights remaining in place to provide a warm and welcoming atmosphere in the downtown City Park at night. A closure on South River Road was initially scheduled in December, but had to be canceled due to weather. City of Pass Rebels announced the closure will now be occurring on Thursday, January 15th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., affecting South River Road from Navajo to Creston. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the upper 50s, it's 28 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I also used another song in there from Sam Cooke and Down on Funky Street for another for the wrap up the commercial, and the professor gave me a B on the project. I was extremely disappointed, but that's what you get for waiting until the last minute. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlauger Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. They specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.